Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thursday, September 16th, day 18 of the Ida recovery. A lot to get to here. It's Medicare Education Week. So if you're approaching Medicare, or if you've had Medicare for years, you could probably use a refresher. It can be a difficult thing to comprehend. A lot of material to go over. So we welcome in Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer with People's Health, to help you better understand Medicare and Medicare Advantage. How you doing, Doc?
Hey, Tommy, I'm good. Getting better every day.
Good. A lot of stuff to get through. Let's do it. What are the different parts of Medicare?
Sure. So there's four parts of Medicare you have to know about. Parts A, B, C, and D. So basically, Part A covers all of the inpatient hospital services. So that's getting admitted to the hospital. Part B really covers things like doctor's visits and preventative services. So that's everything outside of the hospital. And then Part C is what we call Medicare Advantage. So those are plans like People's Health, which are offered by private companies that work with Medicare to provide those benefits to people. And then Part D, the last one, is actually your prescription drug coverage. So you can get that as part of another plan, or you can buy it separately.
What is original Medicare?
So really those first two parts I talked about, Parts A and Part B, are really considered original Medicare. So Part A, like I said, covers the care that you get when you're in the hospital. Part B is really for all of those outpatient services, but it also covers things like preventative screening, vaccinations, health screenings, things like colon cancer screening and breast cancer screening. So both are actually very important. Most people automatically receive Parts A and B when they turn 65.
So they automatically get Parts A and B?
Yeah, so Part A happens automatically for everyone. Part B, sometimes you do have to sign up for. It depends what other type of insurance that you may have.
Okay, so what about cost? What does original Medicare cost?
So really that Part A, the hospital side that I talked about, if you or your spouse were paying taxes while you were working, then you're going to qualify for Part A, and there's no additional cost for Part A. But the Part B, the outpatient side, so the clinic side of everything, does have a premium associated with it. So what that means is there's going to be a monthly fee that you have to pay to qualify for those other benefits, and it's based on what your income was in the last couple of years. So it may vary from year to year, especially if you retired when you were 65. Your premium may be a little bit higher at the beginning, but then as you go into retirement, your premium will go down as well.
And what about those deductibles?
Yeah, that's the thing. With original Medicare, you still have to pay a deductible before Medicare coverage kicks in. And those deductibles can be pretty high, especially for high-cost services. And then once you meet the deductible, Medicare only covers a portion of the cost. So sometimes it's a percentage of the cost, or sometimes there'll be a copayment associated with it. And unfortunately, with original Medicare, there's really no limit on the cost that you have to pay out of pocket. So those deductibles can really add up over time.
All right, so let's delve into Medicare Advantage.
Sure. So Medicare Advantage plans, that's the Part C Medicare that I mentioned. Those are plans that are offered from private insurance companies that are approved by Medicare to provide benefits to Medicare beneficiaries, so Medicare patients. and they have to follow all the same rules that Medicare lays out, and they have to cover all the same services that original Medicare covers. But in addition to that, a lot of those plans will actually offer some extra benefits. So they, you know, usually they'll also include the prescription drug coverage or the Part D as well as the Parts A and B. But if you get a plan that doesn't have Part D included, there are a few in Louisiana, then you have to make sure you have a Part D coverage as well, because Medicare requires everyone to have Part D coverage. If you don't get it, then you may actually have to pay a penalty as well.
And People's Health is, to be clear, I'm trying to understand this, a Medicare Advantage program, right?
Yeah, that's correct. So, yeah, we are a Medicare Advantage program, so we have a contract with CMS, which is that's the government agency that administers Medicare, to provide those benefits.
So what are some of the benefits of having that Medicare Advantage plan?
There's a lot of things that come extra with a Medicare Advantage plan, which is why so many people do sign up for them. So like I mentioned, your original Medicare doesn't offer some of the routine things at no cost that a Medicare Advantage plan may. So an example could be vision coverage. So Medicare doesn't cover any eye exams. So if you know that you're going to need glasses or you need to get your eyes checked on an annual basis, that could cost you, you know, a couple of $100 extra per year, but that would be covered under Medicare Advantage as well. And another big one is actually dental services. So right now, Medicare does not cover any dental services for people over 65. And so Medicare Advantage plans often will have a benefit that actually covers routine cleanings and sometimes a little bit more advanced dental cleaning. You have to really look at what the benefits are, but that can save you another couple of $100 a year as well. And then the other inclusion that a lot of plans have is a fitness membership. So it's important, we talk about this a lot, staying active when you're a senior. And Medicare Advantage plans can include a fitness center membership so that you can actually go and keep active. So that can be a nice benefit as well.
All right, we can take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about the cost of Medicare Advantage and how do you choose what's right for you. It is Medicare Education Week, and we're trying to fill you in on Medicare as people become eligible because it can be kind of complicated. 821 traffic now on WWL. 825, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Dr. B, Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health. It's Medicare Education Week, and we're trying to help you know, understand everything that you need to know. And, Doc, it can get a little complicated, can't it?
Yeah, definitely can. There's a lot of information.
Let's talk about Medicare Advantage and the cost involved therein.
Sure. So Medicare Advantage plans have varying costs depending on what the benefits are. So you have to really look at what the plan is that you're choosing, and some of them may have an additional monthly premium, so a monthly cost that you have to pay in addition to that Part B premium that everyone has to pay. People's Health, though, for example, has a lot of plans with a $0 premium, so there's no additional cost to actually join the Medicare Advantage plan. And then the other cost you have to think about is things like we were talking about, the deductibles, the coinsurance and copayments, all of the things that are kind of your out-of-pocket cost. So the good thing about Medicare Advantage is that the costs are lower sometimes because they limit that out-of-pocket expense. So they have a ceiling where when you hit that dollar amount, you don't have to pay any more money. There's really no ceiling or limit on the expenses for Medicare, though, and that's really one of the reasons why people choose Medicare Advantage plans. It gives you a better idea of how to budget.
So how do you choose what's right for you?
Yeah, that's what can get very confusing, you know, especially for some of our older patients. Really kind of understanding what you need to look for is very important. And the first is really cost. You know, if you're on a budget, if you're, you know, watching your money like so many people are, you really need to look at what the benefits are that you get and does the cost of it fit your budget. So you've got to consider that monthly premium, the deductibles, and the maximum that you may have to pay. And then you want to look at what coverage do you need. You know, do you need dental coverage? Do you need vision coverage? Are you interested in a fitness benefit? And are there other benefits that the plans may offer that you're really looking for? Because really, in the long run, that can save you some money. And then another thing that's great about Medicare Advantage is they have a whole team that actually helps to coordinate your care. So if you're looking for somebody to, you know, that's going to call and remind you about preventative screenings or check on you when you're in the hospital and after you get out, Medicare Advantage can really do that, and Medicare doesn't offer that service. And then the last thing to really look at is the star rating. So the star rating is actually a Medicare rating that every health plan gets that tells you how satisfied the members in that plan are with the plan that they have. So it's really it's a customer satisfaction rating.
And that's how it works, right? The star rating that you get, a 1 to 5 stars, something like that?
Yeah. So it's 1 through 5 stars. And so the higher your stars are, the better your plan is, in the sense that people really appreciate what you do for them and they rate you much higher. And we're really proud to say People's Health has had the highest rating in the state for the past 4 years, which is a 4.5 out of 5 stars.
That's pretty good. When can you enroll?
So you can usually the most enrollment that we see is what's called the annual enrollment period. So that starts on October 15th and goes through December 7th. There are a few exceptions, though. So if you've aged in, if you've turned 65 and you're newly eligible, you can sign up sooner. Or if you have Medicaid, you may be able to sign up sooner as well.
If your eyes have glazed over, y'all are hosting a Medicare 101 presentation tomorrow, right? Tell us more about that, Doc.
Yeah, we are. So we're having our Medicare 101 course, and it's a really great course put on by People's Health. It's tomorrow at 10 a.m., and it's actually going to be at a brand-new location. We just recently opened the People's Health and United Healthcare Medicare Center, which is right at Veterans and Causeway next to Party City. And it's a great place. You can come and you can actually talk about your benefits, ask questions, meet with people there. And we do follow all safety guidelines, social distancing, and you definitely need to wear your mask.
To sign up, how do people do it?
Yeah, so you can just go to peopleshealth.com, or you can give us a call on the phone at 800-978-9765, and you can sign up for that class.
Sounds great. Thank you, Doc. I appreciate your time and the information.
Thanks, Tommy. Have a good weekend.
You too, sir. Dr. B, Dr. Brent Well, officer of People's Health. You can go to peopleshealth.com. You can call 800-978-9765. And you can follow People's Health on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. 8:30. Time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
Good morning. Here's the latest.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.